This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHN, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. Changes to the Mayor Council Act after the 2016 legislative session granted Birmingham Mayor William Bell more autonomy when it comes to budgetary decisions. The modifications have only deepened the rift between the office of the mayor and the city council. One of the most contentious issues is Bell's relationship with a consulting firm, Handprint Bell. The firm has received roughly $500,000 from Bell in the last year, and the Mayor Council Act now gives Bell the authority to retain the services of outside counsel. For more, we turn to Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Esther.
So what authority did the changes to the Mayor Council Act give to William Bell?
These changes essentially shifted the requirements and the balance of power in a sense. For example, after these changes in the Mayor Council Act, members of the council can't serve on another city board except in an ex officio capacity. So,
The Birmingham Waterworks Board. They can't work on both.
Exactly. Like the Birmingham Waterworks Board, the Birmingham Airport Authority. Specifically, we mentioned Stephen Hoyt having to resign from the Airport Authority because of this. Another change was that the city council has to hold yearly elections for the council president and for the president pro tem. It also gives the mayor the ability to hire outside counsel to the extent that the money to do so is in the budget, won't impact the budget, will meet the needs of the city, and would serve the best interest of the city, is the way the bill puts it.
One of the major points of contention between the mayor and the city council with this Mayor Council Act is a consulting firm, Handprint Bell. What is Handprint Bell, and who are the people involved in this firm?
Well, Handprint Bell is a consulting firm. It's minority owned. It's based out of Atlanta, and one of the principals is Ralph Cook Jr., who is the son of former Supreme Court Justice Ralph Cook Sr. Handprint Bell has claimed, although apparently not correctly, to have done some work that secured a federal grant for clean drinking water, when in fact, as it turns out, they say they erroneously did that and apologized for that. That was back in 2010. But this is a consulting firm that the mayor apparently wants to do some work with and has been doing some work with to the tune of $422,000 since April or May of last year. The question of what they do seems to be a big one, because the council, or at least council president Jonathan Austin, says he's not sure what they're doing for the city. But certainly the city council has turned down opportunities to work with Handprint Bell in the past. The mayor has seemed to want to do it. And since the Mayor Council Act changed, he has entered into a contract with them, which has made that possible.
And aside from Council President Jonathan Austin saying that they don't really know what Handprint Bell does for the city and for the mayor, what are they saying about the money that this consulting firm receives from the city?
Jonathan Austin is characterizing it as an abuse of power, suggesting that way too much money has been spent. One thing we know is that the contract calls for a certain amount of money, and the amount of money that they've been paid thus far, as we detail in the story, is over $100,000 more than what the contract allowed for. The question of what they're doing is not clear. Also, what would have made it possible for the mayor to pay them more than what the contract calls for, also not quite clear.
And Weld spoke to one lawmaker who said the changes to the Mayor Council Act really didn't change anything. Who is this lawmaker, and why did she feel this way?
Well, this is Representative Mary Moore, who is one of the people who was in favor of the changes to the Mayor Council Act. And she says that basically it didn't do anything. It didn't really change anything significant. She doesn't think the power structure shifted when the Mayor Council Act was modified. As she puts it, the mayor still makes the budget. The council still has to vote on it. She says the mayor's always had the ability to have contracts with outside lawyers. So from her perspective, the changes don't apparently amount to a whole lot. Again, the council is disputing that.
Nick Patterson is editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Their latest issue is out now. Nick joins us most Thursdays during All Things Considered. Nick, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Esther.